As we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, we hear in our first reading about Peter and giving the very first homily ever preached on Pentecost Sunday. He went out and he started to preach to the crowd, and 3,000 people convert. And so we see that the Lord himself is our shepherd, but he also gives us the church, the shepherds of the church, in order to teach the truths of the gospel. And as the people repent, they say to Peter, "What shall we do?" And he says, "Be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins." And so he teaches them, and as they're led to repentance, he brings them to the sacraments. And it's through the sacraments that we're nourished by the grace of Christ. And ultimately, the Good Shepherd desires to lead us, as he says in the gospel, to find pasture. He leads us to eternal life. And so, as we reflect upon Good Shepherd Sunday, you know, we reflect upon what a blessing it is that we are members of the church and that we can be nourished by the grace of the sacraments and led to eternity. An important part of what it means to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd is to understand truth. Who are we? Why are we here? What is the purpose of our existence? We get the answers to all of these questions, the most fundamental and most important questions about reality, from the voice of our shepherd. We learn that we are created by God. Every one of us, our souls, were directly created by God, and he infused a soul into each one of us at the moment of our creation. And every one of us is destined for eternal life, to spend an eternity with God. That is our final end. And so the whole Christian life is a process of turning away from sin and turning away from falsehood so that we can learn to live as children of God. And to it's our shepherd and his voice through the church that leads us on that path. Our Lord also warns us in the gospel. He says that there are thieves and robbers that are trying to go after the sheep. And that's an important lesson for us to recognize as well. Because in our world today, we have a lot of false voices. A lot of voices that are trying to spread falsehood and ultimately harm and disrupt people's path to salvation. And one of the ways in which that happens in the modern world is a rejection of truth. And we see in a particular way that children are being targeted, especially in the public school systems. They're being targeted in a way that that people are trying to distort their concept of truth, even on a very fundamental level. You know, unfortunately, within our school systems, the very concept of male and female is being attacked. You know, children are being taught that they can live in accord with their imagination and whatever they imagine that they want to be, rather than conforming themselves to reality. And so it's gotten to such an extreme position that not only are children taught that they can, you know, decide whatever gender they wish, but they can even decide whether they want to be a human or they want to be an animal. You know, it's gotten to the point where we've left reality. And this isn't something that's happening far, far away or, you know, in some other part of the country. You know, this is happening within schools that are part of our family of parishes, right here in central Ohio. So this is not something that's just on the fringes. You know, this is something that's happening, you know, in all different places within our country. And you know, it's being encouraged to the point where teachers are allowing kids to bring scratch poles to school if they want to identify as a cat. You know, it's left the realm of reality. And the danger of this is that we can never find fulfillment if we're not living in reality. If we're living in a false world, it's going to simply lead these children to a life of perpetual frustration. Because no matter how much a child tries, they can never be a cat. They can never be something that they are not. And so it's only going to lead them on a path of perpetual frustration, which leads to despair. and it leads to darkness. The way to be compassionate is not to encourage people to live in an illusionary world or to live in a fantasy world that's ultimately destructive to the good of the human person. The way that we show true and authentic love and compassion is by leading people to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, to hear the voice of truth, and to help people understand who they were created to be and how they can flourish as human beings in accord with the truth that they are created as sons and daughters of their Heavenly Father. It's only when we embrace and respond to truth that we can truly flourish as human beings. Our society is heading in a very dangerous direction. You know, it's not that we're just slightly off trajectory. You know, it's like we're headed to an abyss. You know, what's going to happen in 30 or 40 years if this is the path that we're on now? And so it's all the more important now of any time that people hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And so, how do we respond in a world that has, you know, lost sight of all truth and has become unhinged? Well, the first thing that's important for us to do is to recognize that what we're doing right now, by coming to Mass and by centering our lives on the worship and adoration of Jesus Christ, and by coming here each and every Sunday to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, this is the solution. Our society is going to disintegrate and continue on a path to destruction until the point comes when our churches are filled again and when everyone is seeking the truth and seeking to listen for the voice of the Good Shepherd. When our churches are filled again, we will know that our society is back on the right path. And so it's important for us first to recognize that what we're doing right here is making a statement. We are living in accord with the truth. And so to cherish that, it matters that we're here at Mass. It shapes our values and it forms us as we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And the second thing that's important, in the midst of darkness, the light shines all the more brightly. There are a lot of people who may not be churchgoers who recognize that something is seriously wrong with the direction we're headed. And it's important for us to reach out to them and to challenge them, perhaps, to see that the problem isn't just with the gender issue. It's on a fundamental level a question of truth. And the only solution is to embrace the fullness of truth. How did we get here? We got here because people slowly rejected one element of truth, and they tuned out the voice of the Good Shepherd when it comes to the nature of marriage and the sacredness of life. And once those were rejected, one thing led to another, and it snowballed. And so the solution is for us to recognize the most fundamental truth, that we are created by God and that our lives need to be centered on the worship and adoration of God. And so I encourage us to challenge people who recognize that there's something seriously wrong with what's going on, to see that the most fundamental problem is a rejection of the truth of the existence of God and the centrality of his worship and adoration. And to invite those people to come here, to church. And so where the darkness spreads, the light can be seen all the more brightly. And so I think there is an opportunity for us to reach out and to draw people to the faith. Not just to recognize that there's something wrong in one area, but to see the fundamental problem, which is a rejection of the Good Shepherd. And so as we reflect upon today, Good Shepherd Sunday, we are grateful that we are part of the flock, that we are guarded by Jesus Christ, the true shepherd, and the men that he has appointed to be shepherds, the Pope, the bishops, and the priests. And so we're grateful for the life that we receive in the church, and we pray for a conversion of our culture, that people everywhere may turn to the Good Shepherd, hear his voice, and that our churches may once again be filled with people worshiping and adoring Jesus Christ.